Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, coming down the stretch with WIP Morning Show co-host Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. And we are coming down the stretch, we hope, a lot better than the local baseball team. The Phillies are coming down the stretch. And for answers to that, we go from MLB.com, Todd Zielecki. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
We're not good, and I have one open-ended question. It's not very specific, but I'm going to pose it to you because every fan has the same question, and it's simple. What the hell?
That is a question I was asking last night as I'm telling you, when Bryson Stott threw that ball in the first inning and it went into the camera well and hit the camera man in the head, it was – I was like, this is not a good start. This is not a good start. And it really just spiraled from there. And, you know, bad base running, wild pitches, more bad defense, you know, the most hits allowed by a Philly starter since Aaron Harang in 2015, if you remember the – vaunted 2015 Phillies. I mean, just not, you know, to see them kind of play this way down the stretch again is just so disappointing to watch and frustrating, obviously, for so many fans out there.
Well, how do you get back on track after that? I mean, they could be staring at a losing 8 of 10 games.
No doubt. And I always... Larry Boa always used to say this after bad losses. He would say, momentum is as good as the next day's starting pitcher.
Oh.
So you hope that tonight, Zach Wheeler, even though he's only going to be limited to 2 or 3 innings, he can give him 2 or 3 good innings tonight in his first start back. The offense can get on the board early, and then somehow Noah Syndergaard in the bullpen can do the job. That's really the only thing that you can hope for. I know talking to the hitters last night after the game, they were hopeful that maybe jumping on Ross Stripling last night has been very good for the Blue Jays in the second half. They're hoping that maybe that kicks them in gear and gets it going because they need somebody to step up because the offense hasn't been hitting lately. The starting pitching has not been good lately, and the bullpen has not been good lately. It's really been a combination of everything that's been going wrong at the same time.
Well, when you have team leaders that are making mental errors, that was what was most alarming to me. When you have a guy like Harper.
Go ahead.
Making an error like he did, like a mental error like he did. That it just seems to me that they've lost some sort of focus that they had for the previous 6 out of 8 weeks.
Absolutely. You know, and Rob Thompson was asked that, and he says, I'm just going to chalk it up as a bad stretch right now. But no doubt, the base running errors, you know, I was thinking of Connor Brogdon. Seems like every time he comes into a game that's kind of close, he just gives up a home run or a couple hard hit balls. The next thing you know, because at that point you're sitting there going, boy, they're hitting enough where maybe they could keep this thing going and somehow come back and win an improbable game. But he comes in and it's just like, oh, okay, now the game is over. So you see the base running errors. You see some of the plays in the field and you're right. I wonder, and I know the players always say, we don't think about that. This is a different team, but they hear all the time about how this team has faded the past 4 years in September, and you do wonder if it keeps going like that, how much that's going to continue to kind of weigh on them, like, oh my gosh, here we go again. And they say they're not thinking that, but I just believe that, you know, they know it's out there. They know it's out there, and they know right now they've lost 5 in a row, and thank God the Brewers are playing almost as bad as them because otherwise they would be in even deeper trouble.
What's the awareness of how important it is to get a fan base back in the locker room? What is the awareness of to have a game against Toronto where you can hear the Toronto fans at the end of the game?
I didn't know they had them.
I didn't even know they had them. I mean, to hear that, what is the awareness of that? Does that factor in at all?
I think it does a little bit. I think more than anything, they just believe if they win games, it'll take care of itself. But I said this, you know, I don't know how many more fans would have shown up to last night's game if they had, even if they had swept the Braves. Mm-hmm. How many more fans did they get at the ballpark last night? Maybe another 1,000, maybe another 2,000. I don't know. I just think fans they've lost for so long. And there's almost like preconditioned to here we go again. There's just not that excitement there was at the end of 2007. I mean, 2007, they were still getting 40,000 fans a game down the stretch because fans were excited about the idea that they're going to win. But for some reason, the fans are just, it's almost like they've been burned so many times. And the way the Phillies have played, they're not helping their cause by getting the fans excited.
So tonight's plan, 2 innings, 3 innings, you said?
Well, Rob Thompson has not said, and I get it. He's not going to say, like, you know, Zach is limited to 45 pitches.
Yeah,
competitive advantage and all that. But I've got to think, usually when a guy comes back after missing this much time, it's about 45 pitches, about 2 innings, maybe 3. So I think that's a good estimate. Now, they think he's going to be better than he was at the beginning of the season. Remember, at the beginning of this season, they did something similar. He was behind schedule. He missed time in camp, and he did not pitch well the first 3 starts. But they said the difference between now and then is he was basically ramping up from nothing in spring training, whereas he'd been pitching well for several months and missed a month. So they think he's going to be sharper, and what do they need? What do they need to be sharp, even for just 2 or 3 innings?
And Syndergaard is now – he's a bullpen pitcher.
Now he's the piggyback guy for Wheeler for at least, I would say, at least the next 2 starts, maybe in the Wheeler's final start of the regular season. And yeah, that's disappointing. You know, he's got I think his last 4 starts, he's got an ERA of over 6. Kyle Gibson's last 4 starts, he's got an ERA of over 9, almost 10. So you have a rotation that really has not pitched well. And you know, it's disappointing that Syndergaard had to get bumped, but this is their best option right now.
And he will only come in on a clean inning? Is this?
Yes, he will only come in on a clean inning because he's not really, you know, and the same thing kind of with Zach Eflin.
Mm-hmm.
So if Wheeler gets into trouble in the second inning and gets run out of there, they'll bring in somebody else to finish the inning, give Syndergaard his normal warm-up, get him into his normal routine so he feels the most comfortable to try to, you know, quote-unquote, give him the best chance to succeed.
Well, they need a best chance to succeed. That's well, I got to say, Todd, I am the only thing that I'm really, really happy about with this team is that the fans are mad that it hasn't reached the point where they're not upset. That they're actually, I mean, last night, even though the crowds aren't there at the games, people are watching and they're not happy with what's happened here. And boy, I'll tell you. When I moved to Philly, they kept talking about the 1960s, the team that dissolved. This would be as epic.
Well, they didn't dissolve, Al.
Well, whatever happened to them, yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny, but today is the anniversary of the Chico Ruiz stealing home plate.
Oh, no.
1964, September 21st, 1964, Chico Ruiz stole home plate with Frank Robinson at the dish and started that ridiculous losing streak and epic collapse. So maybe they can get it turned around tonight and avoid that.
Oh, well. I hope so. And I hope the manager, it's hard to tell with him because of his demeanor to send a charge into them, to send a message. Is he capable of it?
You know, I don't know if he's the type of guy to lose his top knot, but I totally know what you're saying because he is so relaxed. I don't know if he's a guy that's going to go in there and scream and yell, but I do know that he talks to these guys a lot, like, we need to pick it up. We need to play better baseball. So he does talk to them. Does he raise his voice, scream and shout? I have not heard him do that yet, but, you know, he definitely needs to get these guys refocused and needs to get these guys to start playing better. The crazy thing is, because the Brewers are so bad, if the Phillies go just like 7-8, the Brewers would have to go 10-4 to beat them and make the postseason. So, like, in a weird way, they're still in a very good spot. But you don't want to back into the playoffs.
You're
going to
fall in ass backwards into the playoffs?
Yeah, you don't want
that momentum.
That's not exciting to anybody. That's not going to, like, get people excited to go out and buy season tickets next year, which they want. Like, you want to, like, roll into the playoffs and get excited going into that first round, whoever they end up playing.
They thought about bringing L.A. in for a speech.
he would do it. They bring Brian Dawkins, get somebody in there to rattle some cages, you know?
There you go. All right, Todd, thanks for the info, and good luck. Oh, tonight's Dollar Dog Night, so they should have a big crowd down there tonight.
That'll be good, yeah.
All right, thanks for the info, Todd. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.